can't tell you the number of phone calls that we've received that ask, what is that song called that says anything, anything?
Yes, over the years, yes. Since it was new, nobody ever knows that that's Dramarama, anything, anything.
It is anything, anything. Yeah. But people don't realize that's the name.
Nope.
But they can remember those lyrics.
Yep.
That song that has anything, anything in it. What's that called?
Oh, you mean anything, anything?
Yes. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo.
Peace.
In the afternoon.
What's up?
You know.
Stuff. Nonsense.
Things. Ridiculousness.
Friday Eve today.
Yes. Life Sluggo likes. Good. Yes, I do. I have to sort of humor Sluggo sometimes.
Yeah, you got to get me in a good mood by saying, hey man, the weekend's not too far off.
It's Friday Eve. How
it's
about
almost
that?
Doable.
Right. And then he goes, oh, that sounds good.
Cool.
All
man.
Right.
I can do this then.
I'm excited.
Otherwise, I'm going back to bed, man.
Have a positive Ukraine story today.
Good.
Have high gas prices, conspiracy theories.
What's really causing the high prices at the pump? Mm-hmm. What's the most you paid so far?
$6.50.
Yeah, me too. $6.53, crazy. Actually. $6.53 yesterday.
$3.50 and $5.50, we do People Are Dumb. We are going to learn a little bit about, I hope, about the baseball. Is it a strike, a lockout? I don't really know.
Oh, it looks like it's kind of smoothed out now, finally,
does
too.
Does it? Yeah, okay,
it looks like
good.
They today actually came to some terms, theoretically, yeah.
Well, we'll get some answers on that.
Yeah.
We're going to take your celebrity impressions.
Oh, yeah. And for that, if you're really, really good, we got Judas Priest tickets.
Correct.
It's the 50 heavy metal years with Queensryche, March 15th at the Shrine. Tickets on sale right now at AXS.com.
And bad spring break stories.
Sweet.
We had a terrible spring break because spring break is upon us.
Tis.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I like these. These are good. I
these
like what you do.
Positive Ukraine stories.
Yeah.
Try to find them. Reinforcements are coming. Ukraine gets good news. Ukrainian President Zelensky has established a new wing of the armed forces called the International Legion of Territorial Defense of Ukraine.
That's a long-ass name.
Because they're getting a lot of people from outside Ukraine who want to come inside Ukraine and fight.
That's awesome.
The Russians.
Hey, Putin, eat it. We're coming over there.
Isn't
to Ukraine
crazy?
To help them fight you.
Right.
That's awesome.
He signed a decree creating a military wing and has lifted visa requirements for individuals who fit requirements to join the forces.
Oh, that's cool. That's much better than the French Foreign Legion.
Yes, it is.
That's very cool.
It looks like Russia's going to try to attack with a much larger military effort.
Yeah, they've been really pushing, especially to get into, is it Kiev, isn't it?
Yeah, Kiev. So the president, Zelensky, said, yeah, we're going to have a new unit. It's named the International Legion. We're going to take foreign fighters who are at our borders or inside the Ukraine, volunteering for war. And I would assume that most of these people don't love war.
Right. No.
It's not like they're crazy, I got to shoot somebody people.
No, but I'm sure they know they can do it. They have the skills, and they can't stand what Russia and Putin are up to.
Right.
So they're willing to help, and that's amazing.
They're
that's
willing
incredible.
To make a stand, so much so that he had to actually create another force.
That is really.
To fit the people in that want to come help fight.
Can you imagine? You're like, you don't want to be in the Russian army in the first place. You know Putin's a jackass. You're just
right.
Born in this country. You got to go fight it now. Now you're coming up on this wall of people from all over the world.
Yep.
That are like, hey, go home. Damn.
That's fantastic.
Good for him.
And there's one other, and that is Polish moms. You know how Poland has been so welcoming to the people that have to leave Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
Polish moms left their strollers at a train station for Ukrainian moms who may need them when they arrive in Poland.
That's awesome. That's
so they don't even know who it is
right.
Or if they're needed. But
right.
I have a stroller. I don't need it.
You get off the train.
You
just had to run for your life. You got the baby. Now you got. You just
have a stroller.
Yeah, very cool.
So that's very cool as well.
Humans turning out to be not so suck after all.
I mean, not all of them are Vladimir Putin, and that's the great news.
That, of course, is Beethoven's 69th Symphony.
I don't believe that's
Fu minor.
Well, okay. In that case. It does make sense.
It's a fact.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, what's up?
Why are there conspiracy theories?
Because it's fun. I really think that people start these as a laugh, and then the not-so-bright latch onto them and believe them.
I would assume that that is true as well.
Yeah, I'm really thinking that.
But also, there is a psychological reason why people do it, and that's because they don't like questions that don't have answers.
Unanswered.
They're comfortable without having an answer. I mean, so as long as they have an answer,
right,
they can point to that and go, okay, now it all makes sense. I understand.
I want it to be the right answer, and I'm generally not going to guess it. People don't guess it. It's so crazy. You just don't usually.
So there's new conspiracy theories about gas prices now because they're so high.
Yeah, why is it $6.57?
That's what both Sligo and I paid.
Yep.
$6.57 for 1 gallon of gas. Some social media users suggest that soaring fuel prices in the U.S. are not a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Huh.
Increased consumption or supply chain issues.
None of that either, huh?
No.
No.
None
okay.
of President Joe Biden's administration is intentionally driving up the price of gas.
Oh,
They're doing it on purpose.
Oh, sure. That'll make him popular. That makes sense.
To get more American drivers behind the wheel of an electric car.
Oh, I see. He's got a hand in big electricity.
Correct. Yes. Is that a thing? Can you put your hand in big electricity?
I'd like to try.
$6 a gallon is how you get people to buy electric cars, claims one popular meme shared thousands of times on Facebook and Instagram since Tuesday.
Boy, those are instant mutes. I don't block usually. Well, I do some, but that's just an instant mute. I'm like, ugh. Where'd you come up with that? Your
like
mom's basement? Yeah.
I sort of just like the absurdity of it.
Right.
Yeah, I sort of like the absurdity of it. At this point, conspiracy theories have become so ingrained in people's psyche, and because of social media, they spread like wildfire. That makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
Remember, QAnon was saying, you know, that they were going to, what was it? They were chipping us?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
With the vaccines?
Right.
That didn't happen?
No, of course not.
And then there was a shortage of coins?
Oh, yeah, right.
And they were saying somehow the government was going to control us with that?
Yeah. And that JFK was coming back.
Correct,
That was a big one. I mean, we were all waiting. Everybody was out there. I was out there. I had my picnic lunch. And I was going to, like, wave to him. Hi, welcome back.
Isn't that crazy? They stayed there for weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, people are committed to some of this stuff.
There's maybe something in the water. Dun, dun, dun.
There you go. There's another one. Some social media posts. Now, why do they want you to drive an electric car? Because there's more to it than just money, young Sligo.
Okay, what else? What
there's
is the other
more
reason?
To it.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the other
Some
reason?
Some social media posts have also suggested that the government wants to push people to use electric vehicles so they can shut down a driver's car at will.
Ah, that's a gooder.
Because the government wants to stop your car?
I remember
from
when
doing what?
Like
driving?
So many of those things where the government is going to flick a switch and like all radio stations are now actually all broadcast radio stations kind of tied into the government system where they could take over in a major emergency every station
and
all that sort of stuff. And people were so freaking out in radio. Oh, they're going to be doing stuff all the time. They're going to control it. I'll be sitting there playing a Led Zeppelin song and suddenly it'll be the government I won't be able to do a damn thing. Un-American. Like, dude, relax.
And that was never
years ago. Yeah, and it's been like for years.
That was never a thing.
Of course not.
So let's not be ridiculous. Gas is $6.50 a gallon.
That blows. It won't be that way forever. But it doesn't come back down. That does piss me off. Once it gets really super high, when it goes back down, it goes back to the highest level it ever was.
Yeah, that's true.
It never.
So now that it's $6.50, it'll go down to just under $6. So it'll be $5.
Yes.
$4.45.
Oh, that's so much better.
Which is still ridiculously high.
Yeah, if anything, the oil companies are doing that.
Because the government wants to stop your electric car when you go shopping?
Yeah, so you're really pissed off at them now, so you'll definitely do what they want you to do. That makes sense.
I don't think any of it really makes sense.
No, sure doesn't. That's the problem. Have you posted that picture yet?
Nope, but I will.
I got to stand now because my chair is broken. It's 47 feet high.
I've never seen a chair that high.
It's so
I don't
tall.
Understand in what circumstances you would ever need a chair that high.
That's almost as tall as I am.
It's above your waist.
Yes.
What?
I
don't know. And we can't get it to go down?
I've had that problem before.
So Sligo is standing. I'll post it on our Instagram.
Yes, please
Kevin
do.
Sligo.
What a ridiculous picture.
We have a family 4-pack of one day, one park Disneyland Resort tickets to discover the magic at the happiest place on earth. You can enjoy the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival now through April 26th. You can explore a galaxy far, far away at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge or assemble the crew at Avengers Campus. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You will win a 4-pack of tickets for Disneyland from KLOS. Is it time for people or dumb?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
What the hell?
We try to do it at 3:50.
Thereabouts.
And 5:50.
Yeah, you know.
but we have trouble staying on time. Here's a guy. Oh, we have an intro, don't we?
Yes. Yes. All right. Oh, yeah. It's very exciting. It's very nice. Please enjoy.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
Very rude.
He wanted a crossbow and was wearing stretchy pants.
What?
He was wearing stretchy pants.
When he wanted a crossbow?
And stole it. Police
oh, no. I
say
think
a man it. Stole a crossbow from a store by shoving it down the front of his pants.
Oh.
But they were like stretch workout pants.
Right. Well, maybe he had lots of room in there.
He didn't.
And there wasn't
There's
anything
video.
In the way. Oh, no.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but right. exercise pants are pretty tight
yep.
by design.
Yep.
He's got his Lululemons on, and he's got like a crossbow down the front. And then he uses a crutch with his left arm to kind of make it look like, I don't know.
How? Ooh, he's tricky. He's very clever.
It's a 33-inch crossbow valued at
$1,300. Wow.
From a True Value store.
We have audio here?
We do, yes.
Yeah. Maybe we won't hear it. Okay.
Sure.
An unusual theft caught on camera in Brevard County. Deputies say the suspect tried to steal a crossbow by stuffing it down his pants. Sheriff Wayne Ivey shared this surveillance video on his Facebook page. He says it all happened at a True Value store in Mims earlier this month. Investigators say Darren Durant was able to make it out of the store but was arrested a few days later. We did check, and Durant is currently locked up in Seminole County on a separate burglary charge. However, Sheriff Ivey says he will eventually face felony charges in Brevard.
Does he shove everything he steals down his pants, maybe?
I don't know, but he's already on trial for theft.
Yeah, and the sheriff is the one posting
the
picture.
So they can't charge him yet until he gets done with that charge.
Oh, man.
But the funny part is he was wearing exercise pants and he shoved a crossbow down and he got out. And then finally the employees from the store were going through and they were looking at stuff and they were like, hey, we seem to be missing a crossbow.
Another expensive one.
Yes. And that's when they went back and checked the tape and saw him
right.
with his face.
Right.
With his big old giant face right there. And they recognized him and the police went and arrested him. It's 46-year-old Darren Durant. I don't know
Darren.
Why he needed a crossbow.
You know, from now on, I think when I steal things, I am going to shove them down my pants. You know, just for the hell of it. Even if I'm not wearing exercise pants.
What I mean, it's a choice.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Slugo in the afternoon. 9 days ago, Commissioner Rob Manfred canceled opening day for Major League Baseball.
It's just not what America needs right now. That is just not what we need. I don't even care, but I was like, oh, that's a bummer.
It's not what
people.
We need, though.
No.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Over 3 months into an owner-implemented lockout, and we thought that we would get some expertise from former Dodger great Manny Ramirez.
Oh, yay! Hey, hello?
Hello, Manny.
All right. Manny Ramirez here. Talk to Kevin Slubo. I love talk to you guys. You're my favorite guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. What can you tell us about the behind the scenes of the strike that's been going on?
Every time I do bowling, Manny Ramirez wants to strike, but it seems like lots of baseball players, they do strike. I don't do it. Sometimes
right.
I get spare, but hey, hooray.
Okay. No, I used the wrong word. It was a lockout.
Well, that's true.
So explain
how
that.
How many times have you been locked out of your car or locked out of your house? And you think to yourself, next time I'm going to put a keychain or some type of necklace so that I make sure I don't put my keys in my car, or you know, I have to end up going through the doggy door. And Manny Ramirez have Pekingese. His doggy door is teeny. So Manny Ramirez is quite funny because Manny Ramirez is a big man. Big dreadlocks, big muscle, and I'm trying to get through the door. Next thing you know, I'm stuck. I use butter. I don't use KY jelly. It helps me because that way, if I have a long time where I'm trying to get unstuck, I at least have the delicious butter surrounding me. Yum.
That is good insight into the Major League Baseball.
So Major
lockout.
League Baseball and the MLB Players Association have agreed now to end the lockout.
Yeah, it looks like a 162 game season is on the plate, apparently.
They're going to have a full season. So what can you
Sometimes
tell us about
I
that?
I put it on my plate, too. I like to put it on my plate.
Okay.
I look at it. I look at my plate. I say, Madam Ramirez, this is a beautiful filet mignon. I don't care what anybody thinks. You can put hot Cheetos right there next to filet mignon.
That I agree Hooray. With. Absolutely. That is
Remember, the take-home message, boys, when life gives you lemonade, all right.
I've learned a lot from him just since you've joined us here at KLS,
really
Kevin.
Yeah. He really does have insight that the rest of us don't have.
It's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting way of looking at life.
It's very true. Manny Ramirez, that's not much of an exaggeration.
So I hear.
There's a Reddit thread, 10 spring break horror stories that will make you want to skip the beach this year. We're going to do a call-in topic on that in the next hour. Right now, we have some concert tickets to give
that's
away.
That's right. Judas Priest is going to be doing a little show with Queensryche. It's the 50 Heavy Metal Years, March 15th. Coming up very, very, very soon at the Shrine. Tickets on sale right now at AXS.com.
We were talking recently about the fact that Sluggo hates Yoda.
Oh, yeah. Yoda, I do. Oh, Yoda, I hate.
But a pretty good impression.
That's because I could always do Grover as a kid. So when Yoda showed up on
thing?
Screen. Yeah, it's exactly the same
Just thing. Have to reverse words. And
oh,
then...
Muppet off the screen get.
So we're going to take celebrity impressions. It can be,
yes.
It can be fictional characters like that.
Right.
Or it can be celebrities.
Yoda's not real. Yeah, and then if the best one, I guess we'll give Judas Priest tickets.
Yes,
to,
the so. Best celebrity impression. So it, if you do a great Sylvester Stallone or whatever yeah. you happen to do.
Don't be shy
Christopher
if you
want
to go Priest if you want to go.
Right, so yeah. call right now. 818-955-KLOS.
Do you do any impressions?
I do one.
I don't remember ever hearing you do an impression.
I do an impression of Alf.
Okay, here's a cat.
Do you remember Alf?
Oh, sure. You're going to eat this cat, and you would say...
No, Alf was a TV show about an alien
yeah.
that moved in with the family.
Yes,
oh,
who like to eat cats.
Oh, I didn't know you.
Oh, my God!
Okay, here's the impression.
Okay.
No problem. That's it. That's all I do.
Well, it was like Alf was here in the room
right,
with me.
That's what I think.
That is amazing.
So,
you know what?
Impression.
Screw it. You're going to Judas Priest, Kevin. You win.
818-955-KLOS. I didn't know the microphone was on.
It's not. You just have a really loud voice.
Oops. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for Judas Priest on March 15th at the Shrine, and we're doing celebrity impressions. But we don't want you to tell us who it is. We want you to do the impression and let us guess. All right. So are you ready? Do your first impression.
Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, I was going to say Pee Wee Herman, but I don't think... would Pee Wee Herman want to go to Judas Priest? That'd be an interesting combination. I say, let him go!
Oh, man, I do want to go to Judas Priest.
Yeah.
You're going to have to brush up on your Pee Wee.
You're going to need to up your game a bit.
But thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How's it going, bud?
Good, thank you. You do the impression. Don't tell us who it is, and then we will guess.
Okay, man, you got to tell me what I got to say, man.
Scarface?
Oh. That was a good guess, but I'm afraid that's wrong, Kevin. Thanks for playing. Hello, KLOS. I don't know who I was supposed to be.
Hey, I got a pretty good Scooby-Doo.
Right. Don't tell us who it is. Okay.
Oh, that does help. Okay,
right,
go.
Let's hear Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy.
That's pretty good.
I have not heard.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I've heard worse.
Thank you.
I don't know what I was trying to say.
Hold on. Don't go away,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I want Scooby in the audience of Judas Priest. That would be interesting.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, this is Kevin with a great impression.
Wait, don't say who it is. Just do it.
Do the impression.
And
we'll
go.
Guess. Yeah. Go ahead.
Get out of here. I'm telling you, it's serious. The taxes in California. I lift weights, but I can't lift all these high taxes. Get out of here.
No idea who that is. None.
I like that yeah, we know. I like that he was throwing in weights and everything yeah. that he could to give us clues.
I'm popping up. I will.
Right, thank you for calling.
I think the Judas Priest tickets are still on the line. 818-955-KLOS. Call with your impression.
Your celebrity impression.
Maybe you'll be going to the show.
Now. Sports on Tap. On 95.5 KLOS.
Brought to you by the Tax Relief Advocates. Well, today is jam-packed with action. First on the ice in Smashville, the Ducks will take on the Predators at 5. Also on the ice in downtown at 7:30, the Kings will lock up with the Sharks. College basketball, Pac-12 tournament in Las Vegas. First, number 13, UCLA plays Wazoo at 6, and the Trojans are in action against Washington at 8:30. And from the PGA Tour, they are underway in Ponte Vedra Beach for the Players' Championship. I'm Pete Fox at Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, brought to you by the Tax Relief Advocates. Call them today at 800-464-3533 for a free and confidential consultation, or go to TRA.com.
There's magic throughout the Disneyland Resort, and all this week, KLOS sends you there. Every weekday at 7:50, and then again at 1:50 and 3:50. Listen to Win Family Four.
We have tickets for Judas Priest we're giving away. For the best impression, we want you to just do the impression. Don't tell us who it is, and we'll guess. Go ahead.
Get down!
Is Arnold always the most...
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's the... Sort of the easiest to do.
I guess. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Arnold.
KLOS, hello.
Guys still taking the impressions?
We are. Don't tell us who it is. Just give us the impression.
That's the way it's going to be, buddy. You got to go down. I'm an FBI agent.
I believe Kevin is under the impression he knows.
Yeah, but I can't remember his name from Saturday Night Live. Right?
No, it's one of your favorite actors, Kevin.
Who?
Keanu Reeves, bruh!
That was Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, I'm thinking if he has to tell you, probably not going to see Judas Priest, at least not for free. That's a damn shame.
Sorry, Chris Farley.
Hello, KLOS.
Maybe that's my bad. Did you recognize it?
Hell no.
Okay, good.
I had no idea who that was.
Hi there. You have a celebrity impression?
Yeah.
Fictional or real? Okay, do the impression. Don't tell us who it is.
Thank you. Thank you very much, mama baby. Make me a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not channeling the king, though. You know, I'm just not feeling the hound dog love.
We only got that from the banana.
Yeah, that's the only reason. That's a fact. Yeah. I was thinking someone in Vegas, though, maybe.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, Nisa B&B, probably. If I tell you who I am.
Ah, one of the worst ever. Choke it to death.
That's pretty great, though.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Hold on.
I certainly know who it is. Do you want to go to Judas Priest?
I sure do.
All right. You're in the running now with Scooby-Doo.
Yes, I do.
Hold on. Don't go away.
All right. Take it easy.
I mean, I guess we're assuming you know who it is. And is there anybody on Earth who doesn't hate Jar Jar Binks?
No. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You have a celebrity impression?
I do.
All right. Don't tell us who it is and do your impression and we'll guess.
Hey, Rocky. Why should we pull a rabbit out of my hat?
You know, I think my 8th grade teacher was better at that, actually. But thank you.
KLOS,
one last one, and then maybe we'll have them square off.
We'll have
Hey, Boobie.
Hello.
Hey, they've got a bear on the phone. Is this Hank the Tank?
Hey, Boo-Boo. Just 3 seconds. Sure look good. On those things.
You know, I mean, bears are nice and all, but it's just not my scene, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't feel like that.
All right, maybe we'll take a few more. 818-955-KLOS.
And the best one gets Judas Priest tickets March 5th. We have tickets for Judas Priest we're giving away for the best impression. So don't tell us who it is, but do the impression. We'll guess, and then we'll pick the best one. Go ahead.
Damn it, Bobby. I suffer from a narrow urethra. I'm selling propane and propane accessories.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What is his name?
Hank Hill.
Hank Hill, yes. Yeah. Yes, Hank Hill.
I kind of like Hank.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hank probably saw Judas Priest back at the US Festival.
Did he?
Oh, really?
Interesting.
That's the last time I saw them.
He needs to be in the crowd and very pissed again, right?
Absolutely.
Say this music is too loud in Hank's voice.
Damn it, Bobby. This music is too loud.
Not terrible.
All right, hold on.
Hold on, no go away.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I got two of them.
Okay.
Give us your best one. Chewbacca.
Is that Chewbacca? You don't even get your second
one.
I think he needs to go to a throat and specialist. Because it is kind of
painful.
Clogged up in there or something. We've hung up on Chewbacca. I never thought I would say that. Hi, KLOS, who's this? I love Chewbacca.
This is Eric.
Eric, let's hear your celebrity impression without telling us who it is.
Hey, Boo Boo. Oh. What about Mr. Ranger?
You're freaking Yogi. Ah! Oh, thank you for calling.
We love it. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog here.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, thanks, Kevin Fuggle.
Except for the rule that you're not supposed to tell us who it is.
Oh, that's right.
But,
does he get hung up on for that?
I believe so.
Oh,
yes.
I love Kermie. Yeah. All right, I think we should go to our first three. So we got Bryce, and we got...
And Patrick and Floyd.
Hey.
All right, we're going to have a voice off.
Yes, we're going to... You are down to the wire and going to see Judas Priest. Are you ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Okay, you got to step up and each do your own impression. Let's start with Patrick. Without telling us who you are, just give us your impression again.
Damn it, Bobby. I suffer from a narrow urethra. I sell propane and propane accessories.
Bryce and Floyd, what do you think?
Hank Hill, good.
Yeah. All right. Give me that hell. That's old school.
Floyd, let's hear yours.
Yeah, Floyd.
My name is Kermit the Frog, and I'm looking for Miss Piggy. Have you seen Miss Piggy around?
Hey, what happened to Jar Jar Binks?
Goodbye, Floyd.
I don't know. Yeah, thanks for playing, Floyd. That was a good try. Now we move on to...
To Bryce.
Bryce.
Hello, Shaggy. That's the ghost.
He's particularly upset. Are you going to do any Scooby snacks before you go see Judas Priest?
I gotta be honest, I sort of like Scooby.
Do you?
Yeah, but Hank was good.
I kind of like Hank. Ah, screw it. Let's give them both tickets.
You go, do we have tickets
yeah,
for
we
both?
Can do that. You're both going.
Hey.
Do they have to go with each other?
Yes.
Awesome.
All right, so Bryce, you got a pair of tickets, and Patrick, you got a pair of tickets.
Thank you.
My mom worked in a radio station in the 1950s.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
She what said, was her radio name?
She said she actually is just a receptionist, but she okay. said that the dish jockeys used to go running down the hall and sliding and trying to get into the studio on time before the record ended. And that's what I just did.
Yes, you did.
I was going to get my coffee. And I always think of her stories of how they look so stupid. Shut up, Mom.
That's us now.
Yeah.
It's time for spring break. And
spring break!
Spring break is great, except you have such high hopes. And you think about it for a long time. And then when you get there, sometimes it doesn't measure up.
Oh, it never measures up. Never, ever, ever. It's fun. It's a blast. Later, right. You look at it, oh, that was a great time. But when you're actually there and doing it, you're like, this
most of the time,
sucks. I'm yeah. not getting any. I'm not as drunk as I wanted to be.
Here are the top 10 destinations for spring breaks in the United States.
All right.
Number 10, Miami, Florida.
Sure.
Number 9, Jacksonville, Florida. Okay. Number 8, Panama City, Florida.
Oh, my God. Poor Florida.
Number 7, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, that's an interesting place to go for a spring break.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that, too.
Yeah.
Number 6, South Padre Island, Texas.
Hmm.
Number 5, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Sure.
Number 4, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hmm, yeah, right.
Number 3, Las Vegas. Number 2, Daytona Beach, Florida. Number 1, Orlando, Florida.
So Laughlin isn't on there at all.
No.
That's right. Everybody
no.
goes to Bullhead City. And...
We go to Laughlin. That's the worst.
Or whatever.
So we thought we would take some calls for Spring Break's Gone Wrong.
Ah.
At 818-955-KLOS.
You had big plans.
Here is someone who said, I woke up in a sandwich store once around 6 a.m. Still unsure how I managed to get in there because the sandwich store was closed. And they were sleeping in the sandwich store. That's odd.
Then you wake up on spring break in a sandwich store on the floor. At least you can have some snacks at 2:30 a.m.
That's true.
You know?
Here's somebody that maybe may have been too drunk or high. I completely forgot spring break ended last week for me. They were 2 weeks.
That sounds like my kind of excuse.
Doing spring breaks.
Oh, I forgot it was over, man.
I just missed a full week of university.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I would pull that. I would 100% pull that.
Got evicted and arrested in Gulf Shores, then went to Destin and stayed in a hotel for 2 nights. Now we're in New Orleans, and I just want to go home.
Oh. See, this is kind of what happens, though. After a while, you're like, you know, the partying's just not, I don't know.
The doctor I visited after the trip was quite taken aback by the damage I had done.
That sounds like you could say that.
Went to Lake Shasta during spring break and left the vacation with pink eye, a broken toe, 2 broken ribs,
wow,
a blistered sunburn, the wow. worst hangover of my life, and an ear filled with so much wax that I thought I had somehow completely lost my hearing in it.
Well, how did that happen on spring break? The wax build
up. I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. Yeah. But if you had a terrible spring break, we'd like to hear about it. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about spring break time. So we thought what we would do is take calls on spring breaks gone wrong.
And first of all, we should remember the one spring breaker that kind of surmised everything last year.
This was last year when the COVID thing was happening and everybody was going to, I believe it was Florida.
Of course.
And this guy wasn't sure if he had COVID or not, but so, he's still living. He's one of our favorite callers.
We actually quote this guy all the time.
Yes.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
Still living. That's how he did it.
That is how you do spring break.
I'm still living.
I don't know. I might have had it.
I think I had it.
Who cares?
By the way, you would know.
Yeah.
For the most part.
No.
I know some people don't have symptoms, but you would know.
I mean, having had it twice,
yes.
Kevin.
All right. So spring break's gone wrong. You have a story?
Hey, are you guys still giving out those Judas Priest tickets?
We are not. We
already sorry, we'll probably
one.
Do it again tomorrow, however.
Oh, I had a wicked R2-D2 impersonation.
Right, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it just for the fun of it. That's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, you go back in time and see if you can win the tickets away from those other guys who did win. And good luck tomorrow.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, spring break 1988.
Yep. Tell us.
That's why I was dying. Went out to Lake Havasu, like you guys said.
Right.
And went out there, and I was partnered with a giant blow-up Godzilla doll all weekend, right?
Sure, like you are.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, it happens. And on our pontoon boat, we're having a good time. So one of my buddy's friends, who we didn't like, jumped on the boat, said he got hit in the face with a water balloon from a surgical tubing, got hit. Didn't tell us, but he threw his bottle of beer at his boat.
What?
We went under the London Bridge, and as we came back, he never told us. He jumped off the boat. And three boats of these guys came on and took over our boat like pirates and threw them all off. They only knew it was a dark-haired guy that threw the bottle. And so there was only three dark-haired guys. One of them was 6'4". They knew it was him. So it was me and this other guy, Danny. And they just, you know, these two guys held me. This other guy in a Boston Celtics hat just kept hitting me, saying, "You threw the bottle off my boat." I'm like, "No." And he hit me again. He goes, "Tell me you threw the ball." I'm like, "You're hitting me. Why would I tell you I threw the ball after you're hitting me?"
Damn.
Wow, what a party.
Yeah, that is definitely a party gone south. Spring break. 818-955-KLOS.
Your spring break nightmares.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
That was our favorite spring breaker from last year when COVID was pretty much shutting down most spring breaks.
Yeah, I'm still living.
Still living. I think I had it.
I might have passed it to a lot of people, but I'm still living.
So we're taking your calls on spring break gone wrong. You have a story like that?
The words haven't started on my end yet.
What?
No, is this the radio station?
Yes, it is. It's KLOS.
Okay. No, this is, hi. You guys have had some difficulties with the phones today, huh?
We have.
Are you calling from a different planet? Or an old, like in the 40s or something?
What number's showing up?
No, it's the weird sound. You sound like you're from the past or a different planet.
Oh, I'm sure both. Yeah, right. I'm from the future.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, and I hope I'm not your mom. No, I mean, it'd be great, I'm sure, but...
Oh, you are my mom.
No, it'd be fine, but we're there's the no doubt. Sure.
Right on, thanks for calling. I think this is sort of what spring break generally feels
what
like.
What is happening?
The insanity.
Oh, yeah. KLOS, hello.
Oh, man, I went to Daytona Beach in like 2002 and just got absolutely annihilated. I got kicked out of every club the entire time. But the highlight was when on the beach I gathered 55-gallon trash cans, and there was three in the bottom, two in the middle, one on the top. And I got the entire crowd in front of the hotel watching me clapping and cheering as I burst in and tackled garbage cans at high speeds.
And how many bruises and broken bones and chipped bits of flesh did you get through that altogether?
Tons. And then everybody was taking like ecstasy and stuff. I wasn't. They just gave me mini tents because I was so annihilated the entire time.
Hey, I hope they didn't sell it to you.
No, they didn't.
All right.
Well, yeah, it was good times.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
That's lovely.
Isn't that nice?
Hi, Ann.
Hi, we're talking about the spring break nightmares.
Yes. So in college, your professors have the choice of doing midterms either before your spring break or after.
Or being bastards and doing it after, right?
Yeah, bad idea, right? I had all mine in one semester before spring break, so I was going balls to the wall studying, and I was pulling all-nighters. And the night before the final, I had Totino's pizza rolls in the freezer, and I just had to survive. And I zapped them, and unfortunately, I didn't zap them all the way, and they were still kind of frozen in the middle.
Oh, no.
But I thought, I don't care. I got to get through this paper and then submit it, go to the final,
right,
and be done with it.
Right.
And about 2 hours in, I start going topsy-turvy. My depth perception changed. My mom found me passed out on the couch, fevered up, blistering up, and I had E. coli poisoning.
Oh, my God.
For 3 months with depth perception issues, vertigo, and pretty much I'll spare you the rest of the
day. I'm sorry. I thought you said 3 months.
3 months. It lasted 3 months of digestive poor outcomes. No pun intended.
Wow. Wow, that's nasty. Good times.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Nothing says party like E. coli.
Kids, don't do spring break. 818-955-KLOS.
Spring break's gone south. It's time for spring break, so we're taking spring break nightmare stories. You have one?
Oh, yeah, this is the first time I'm calling into a radio ever.
Well, thank you.
I was super nervous.
Thank you for calling.
Sorry. No.
But I love you guys. Anyways, 2015, I go camping with my family, and there's this place by the lake. And there's like a huge boulder that people jump off. We called it Party Rock. And me and my family, we went up there. And, you know, there's speedboats going around, jumping off. There's one speedboat. And they're talking to us, jump, jump, jump. We're like, okay, we jump. And this guy jumped with us, too. And it takes a few minutes for him to come back to the surface. And his friends are, like, pulling him up on the boat. And they're all drunk. And we're, like, looking. We're like, is he okay? And he just, like, passed out on the back of, like, the deck area.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, he's fine. I'm like, are you sure? And they're, like, poking him, like, oh, yeah, he's just taking a nap. I'm like, my dad looks at me, he's like, I think he has a concussion and he's sleeping. And then we ended up leaving, but I just think about that guy a lot. I'm like, dang, I hope he's alive.
Yeah, because if you have a concussion,
yeah,
you're not supposed to sleep.
Yeah, you're supposed to do is go to sleep.
Wow.
As Tobias Fumcake can tell us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, that wasn't my disaster, but that was somebody else's disaster.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That guy.
No, yeah, and then it sticks in your head forever.
No
wow.
kidding.
Ah, he's fine. Don't worry about
it. He's fine.
He's absolutely. We were just talking to him a little while
he's
ago.
He's healthy.
In fact, he said this.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
Yeah, no big deal.
He's good. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you for being concerned all these years later.
Yeah, in 2022.
Oh! You didn't know I sang backup on that song, did you?
You don't.
How dare you, sir?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The MLB lockout is over.
Yeah!
And there will be a full baseball season.
Damn straight.
We talked to former Dodger great Manny Ramirez.
Did we?
Question mark? He only talked about his doggy door, so I'm not positive.
It wasn't very insightful this time.
We took celebrity impressions for Judas Priest tickets at the Shrine March 15th and Scooby-Doo one.
Yeah, Scooby!
So well done. And
Scooby snacks.
Spring break nightmares. A guy called saying one of his friends threw a bottle at another boat and then jumped off of their boat, and the other boat occupants jumped onto his boat and beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, he was already long gone.
Good times on spring break.
Good times, mediocre oldies. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow. Bye. Words that make you crazy.
Splooge.
I'm sorry. What was it?
Splooge. It's horrible.
I'm sorry. Your phone's cutting out.
I'm sorry.
What's
Splooge.
It? What is it?
Splooge. Like... Okay, like an S P L U G E.
F L what?
It's S as in Sam.
Yeah.
P like
Wait, you're fine with but.
Yeah, is fine, but Splooge, too.
It was on this day in rock in 1958 when Big Records released a single by a teenage duo out of Queens, New York, who were calling themselves Tom and Jerry at the time. The name of the song was Our Song, and they went on to be Simon and Garfunkel. The Sex Pistols signed up to A&M Records on this day in rock in 1977. The after party at the offices of A&M Records led basically to the contract being disannulled. tossed out, torn up, whatever, man. Like 6 days later. Inspired by the incredible Jamming Out by Neil Young in concert just a few weeks earlier. It was on this day in rock in 1991 when the band Mookie Blaylock took to the radio in Seattle to announce they were changing their name to Pearl Jam.